with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Several track and field athletes will get their time to shine this weekend at yet another track meet held by the Cayman Islands Athletics Association. But this development meet comes with a big surprise. Cayman's fastest man, Olympic sprinter Kemar Hyman, competing in our very own home meet in the 4x100-meter relay event.
Because of last year and the uncertainty of whatever, everything that happened with the COVID and the uncertainty of fear, I thought that it would be perfect to at least open up with a 4x1. And on top of that, I was also thinking that, you know, when I was younger, I always wanted to, you know, run with you know, Kareem, Tree Thompson and stuff as a relay team, as a country. And we didn't really fully got that chance. And over the years, we still haven't gotten it together with, say, for example, me or Jamal, and really putting a strong relay team together as a 4x1. And I think that we could do it. And no one's really paying attention to it. So I thought that it would be perfect to at least start something like that earlier to get a team together. I know it's not going to be easy and, you know, there's going to be a lot of mistakes. But I feel like just doing this earlier would probably be better for everyone and to see if I can get something together for the future as a relay team for the Cayman Islands.
Hyman shares what fans could expect this weekend.
To be honest, this part in the season, not really designed for me to run something crazy, but I think I can put it together. I think if I have the right mindset and going into it, I'm going to treat it like any other competition. So that means I won't be taking it easy on anybody. But I'm really looking forward to actually just get one good race in, to get that blowout type thing, to see what my legs have, and, you know, just to get a feel of my body. And I just decided to kind of do it. It is very early, but if I was in the U.S. about 3 years ago, I would have started indoors. So I don't do indoors anymore, but yeah, I think it's okay. I think it should be real good.
The development meet will be held this Saturday, January 16th at 10 a.m. at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. It is one of the many competitions held at the complex since open season to prepare the athletes for the Bermuda Charifta Games in April. The Department of Sports have put on camps all around Cayman to help keep public school kids active during their extended break.
Because of the 2 extra weeks to the winter, to the Christmas break that was added for public schools, Ministry of Education asked Department of Sports if we could provide some activities for the kids to take part in and fill up their day with wholesome activities. So we arranged with my incredible staff of coaches that I supervise, put together 9 camps over the 2 weeks, 5 of which happened this week. So the camps this week, football camp at Donovan Rankin Field in East End, football camp at the Haig Bodden Field in Bodentown, a basketball camp at the Cliff and Hunter High School gym, a netball camp at John Gray High School gym, and a football camp at Truman Bodden Sports Complex.
Flynn Bush there, Assistant Director of Sports for the department. And the Sister Islands Department of Sports have been working effortlessly to raise the standards of cricket on Cayman Brac. This week, they're holding a cricket camp with members of the Cayman Islands Cricket Youth Academy from Grand Cayman to introduce the introductory level of cricket so that the kids are getting all the basic skills to move forward. I had a short conversation with Mitchum Sanford of the Sister Islands Sports Department about where they are with cricket and what he wants for the development of the sport.
Is there a solid cricket program on Cayman Brac?
We run a cricket program just for a few months out of the year on Saturday morning only. We're averaging, some mornings could be on a 6 and some mornings could be up to 12.
Okay.
But that's based upon the competitive schedule of the other sports, because most competitive events normally tend to happen on weekends with the brackets. So sometimes that's not always possible to get good numbers here. And then, of course, Monday through Friday, the children are in school. So that's why we want to run it for a period of time during the year.
Do the kids on the bracket an opportunity to come to Grand Cayman for camps or other opportunities?
No, we have not actually done that yet. For cricket, we're looking that this year we can actually look into that part and actually trying to find ways to get children in the bracket, yeah, to get exposed to such camps and other offerings that are happening in cricket-related aspects in Grand Cayman.
The youth cricket camp for kids ages 9 to 16 years ends this Friday. The camp starts from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Cayman Brac. That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.